Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means only one thing around here. It means our dear friend, Garrett Vogel, is joining us. Garrett, are you there?
Hello, my love.
You're so excited every day. Do you wake up like this, Garrett? Do you pop out of bed like a piece of toast, excited, excited, excited?
Well, you have to, because at the end of the day, it's how you start the day. You should put this in your next book. You know, it's all how you start your day. You could choose to be miserable, or you could choose to be happy. So
good advice. You kind of
meet somewhere in the middle.
Good advice. We're going to choose to be happy. What time is it, my friends? It is.
Oh, it is
tea time. Lots of new developments on the Alec Baldwin story. So insiders say Alec Baldwin is inconsolable after the shooting on the set. So he was inconsolable for hours after he accidentally discharged a prop gun on the set in New Mexico, which killed a cinematographer and injured the director. Sources say, quote, "Everyone knows this was an accident and he is absolutely devastated. He was hysterical and absolutely inconsolable for hours." The actor has cancelled all his upcoming projects. So I'm told, insiders tell me, that he has left New Mexico and now he's back here in New York. I believe he's in the Hamptons with his wife, Ilaria, and their children, and they're just staying out of the public eye. I think he flew in on a private plane. He's out in the Hamptons, is what sources tell me, and he really wants to take some time to recenter himself, spend some time with the family, and this is heavy stuff. They said in the past, when Alec gets in trouble, he often disappears, but this is way beyond that. This is devastating, and at the moment, nobody really knows what's going to happen next. What do you think about all this, Garrett?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, normally we hear Alec Baldwin getting into an argument with a paparazzi or, you know, hitting a cab,
right.
You know, stuff like, you know, minutiae stuff. This is beyond real life. Like, I don't think anybody could have ever imagined something like that happening to themselves, let alone someone of Alec's magnitude and stardom, where he's, at the end of the day, and we say this all the time, he's a normal person. He's a human.
He's a human. Being.
He has feelings. You could see it by those. I felt dirty looking at the photos.
Those pictures of him on set shortly afterwards looking really, really bad. So people say that Alec is always really hard on himself, and that's true in general, but this is beyond any normal situation. He has addressed the incident on Twitter on October 22nd. He wrote the following quote: "There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident. I am fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred." Now, there have been reports from the set, from New Mexico, from Santa Fe, that there was already lots of trouble on the set. In fact, six people allegedly had quit over trouble on the set. There is also now talks about methods, rules that are always followed on a movie set. I don't know these rules until I'm just learning about them right now, but about firing live guns. Live guns should never be on a set. Now there are reports that that gun was actually being used a couple of nights before for target practice. They were playing about. Often people get bored on sets. There's nothing to do there. They're away from their families. They were messing about a few nights before using the gun for target practice. Is that how a live bullet remained in the gun? Maybe so.
Yeah, we don't know. And the interesting thing is the fact that so many people have complained about the work environment days before, saying it was a little weird, it was off, it wasn't a normal set. And for this to happen, it's sad, and it's interesting to see how things are going forward. Like, I know the TV show Rookie Blue, you know, they are pulling back of using those prop guns just to err on the side of caution. And it is one of those situations where people will learn and change their ways, especially in Hollywood.
Yeah, they'll change their ways. So the victim's husband, his name is Matthew, he is asking for privacy. They have a 9-year-old son. Can you imagine a 9-year-old son together? He's also thanking friends and mentors at the Film Institute of America for nurturing his wife, seeing that she could flourish. And now her father, too, he's in London. He's speaking out as well. They're trying to get to the States to comfort their son-in-law and their grandson. So they're trying to figure out all those visas. In the meantime, though, he said that he does not believe Baldwin is responsible for his daughter's death. He adds that ultimately, her husband will get to decide whether or not he wants to pursue a lawsuit. Now, this is where the story is going today. Is Alex in trouble? Not only is he the person that fired the gun, but get this, and this is where he could be in a lot of trouble. He's the executive producer of the film, which means
I think
he's
there's
the
more
boss.
Trouble there.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think
too.
There's more trouble there than as weird as it sounds. He's more trouble for being the boss as opposed to firing the gun. But as we've heard over the weekend, if you followed the story, everyone is coming forward and saying, yes, Alec had no idea, or he was given the gun. He even asked the question, why was I handed a loaded gun? But at the end of the day, he's also the boss. So it's a weird situation where he will have to answer some questions, but he won't be, I believe, he won't be charged in her death as for firing
the gun.
There'll
be a civil lawsuit maybe here, and that will be against him as the executive producer, because as the boss, you're in charge of a safe environment. It ultimately comes down to you, and that's what the executive producer means. We talk about that term a lot on the show. We should be clear. It means the boss. So think of the boss of your company. That's the executive producer in movie terms or TV terms, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Alec Baldwin is inconsolable after the shooting on the set. Should Alex be charged? Ooh, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Yossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, what are you working on there?
So before we talk about Ed Sheeran and Elton John getting into what you would think a friendly feud, I want to ask one more question about Alec Baldwin. So he is the executive producer of the movie. Do you think they continue on with the movie?
I think the movie is gone, and sources are telling me they would not be surprised if Alec does not set foot on a set ever again. He's that shook at the moment.
Wow.
The thought of him going back to work ever is probably not going to happen. Now, time changes things. You do heal
of course, but I just
over time, but at the moment, that movie is gone, and I would be surprised if we see him make a movie for a very, very long time.
All right, so back to another story. So Elton John called out his friend Ed Sheeran and said he has a big effing... He's a effing big mouth. I had to phrase it properly because I didn't want to say the actual...
Don't
as much as I want to say the real word. So the two have a Christmas duet coming out, right? And I don't know if Elton John's going to get pissed at me for saying this, but we'll find out. I wouldn't mind if he called me that. So he was sworn to secrecy, and then the big mouth, Sheeran, goes to the Netherlands and says, hey, we have a Christmas one coming out. We haven't finished it yet. We still have work to get done. So there's no release date. We know it's a Christmas song, so it literally could come out. We are in that season where right before Halloween, that's where the floodgates of Christmas music opens up. Mariah Carey sits back and says, try to compete with me. But on top of that, too, as of yesterday, Ed Sheeran posted on Instagram that he has to pull back from doing a lot of promotion and maybe from finishing this song with Elton John because he tested positive for COVID. Now, Ed Sheeran has been doing a lot of traveling over the last month and a half, and interesting things that will come out from this. He has SNL in 2 weeks. He was just announced as the musical guest the day before he made that announcement. Does that stop him from becoming the musical guest? He said he's going to be doing a lot of stuff from his house. Does he just do the performance from his house? Right. We shall see. But a lot going on with Ed Sheeran right now.
Yeah, I think insiders are saying to me, he's got to pull out because he can't travel here. The way that the rules are, he's in Britain at the moment. You can't travel even on a private plane if you have COVID because there are people on that plane, including the pilot. So it's going to be almost impossible for him to do SNL. They're scrambling now over SNL at 30 Rock to try and find a replacement. They will. I'd love to get Taylor Swift or somebody really cool, but they're trying to find a replacement.
Her album, yeah.
Yeah, the other choice is he could do it from Britain, but with the 5-hour time difference, that means performing at like 3-4 in the morning, so I don't know if he's going to want to do that. Also, though, Elton, this duet with Elton, so this is how it came about. So Ed said, I mean, he gave so many details for a secret duet. He was told not to tell anybody it's a secret. He really went into details, so while he was doing that Dutch radio show, he said that Elton called him up on Christmas Day. And he said, Elton actually calls me almost every day. And Elton said, guess what? My song, Step Into Christmas, is number 6 on the charts. And I want to do another Christmas song. Will you do it with me? Initially, Ed said, I don't really like the song. It doesn't feel suited for me. That's what he said. He didn't tell Elton he didn't suited. Like the song. Never, ever tell anybody that.
Just say,
yeah, it's just not the right fit for me. You don't ever say anything bad about the song. But he had the opportunity to work on the track with his mentor. And finally, he was like, yeah, this is really great. So, I'd imagine the Christmas song is still going to come out, but you two get it together. It's almost the end of October, so you got to hurry up on this. And we're wishing you the best with your COVID-19 diagnosis too. Moving along, Meghan Markle has absolutely no trust whatsoever in her father. So remember, a couple of days ago on this show, we told you her dad is now complaining to the press that he's not met the grandchildren and he would love to do so. Now Andrew Morton, who's a royal biographer, tells Fox News, when it comes to Meghan, there's a complete lack of trust in her dad. She doesn't know that if she reaches out to him, that Thomas Markle, her dad, won't immediately go and sell it to the tabloids. And she just can't risk it. And it's really sad. Thomas,
He will.
Thomas is not getting any younger. He's not met his grandchildren. All of this started to fall apart when Thomas, her dad, famously declined to attend the wedding after he took part in staging paparazzi photographs. I think this makes me so sad. These are his grandchildren. I'd love for them to kiss and make up, but I think once the trust is lost, I don't know if he can ever get it back. What do you think?
Gone for good.
Really gone.
100%.
Do you think could meet him there without the kids, just to get together and say, Dad, no?
No, because even so, it will be a quote event. You know what I mean? It's not like they can go incognito. She might want to go incognito with it, but he will somehow, some way, you know, just happen to have a paparazzi standing by in the bush. Like, you can't trust the guy, unfortunately. As sad as it is, I don't trust the man.
I know. When you have to watch what you say, it becomes really awkward. Like, I have a couple of, not friends, but a couple of colleagues that I know gossip, and they gossip about other people, so they gossip about me too. And whenever I send them a text, I always think, if they leaked this text, would I be okay? And it's actually sort of like a good thing to think about, because I'm very careful in my responses. But at the same time, it makes me a bit sad, and it makes having any real relationship impossible, because before I say anything or text anything, I double check myself. Moving along, what's going on with this? Vin Diesel.
All right, well, we just got the photos. So, as we know, Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, when he was alive, they were best friends. They filmed all the Fast and Furious movies together. And when Paul Walker died, Vin Diesel took it upon himself to say, hey, I'm going to look out for your family no matter what. So, Vin Diesel did, he was a wedding guest at Paul Walker's daughter's Meadow Walker's nuptials earlier this month. They were at a ceremony in the Dominican Republic. Now, Meadow is 22. You know, and obviously she found the love of her life. And here's the thing. Normally, dad walks you down the aisle. Paul Walker, unfortunately, passed away, could not be there, was there in spirit, I'm sure. But Vin Diesel did what Vin Diesel does, especially when it comes to the Walker family, stepped up and walked Meadow down the aisle. And even if you were the groom, being at the end of the aisle, seeing Vin Diesel walk, like, no matter what, you at first, it's pretty effing cool. And second, I would also be scared, like, I am going to treat her beyond the princess that I promised. Like, you know, so... At the end of the day, too, like, to humanize it, like, that's what you see, these larger than life characters. And for Vin Diesel to put the stardom aside and just be human and be normal and do the right thing.
Beautiful.
I mean, it was very heartwarming to see the photos
beautiful.
Over the weekend.
It's beautiful. Her father passed away in 2013. And at the time, a lot of people said they will always be there for the kids, will always...
We hear that all the time.
And often it doesn't work out. You don't have to be a celebrity for that to happen. Think of people, too, in your life that you thought would always be there for you. Or maybe you always thought you would be there for somebody else. And often life changes and we grow. And unfortunately, these things don't always continue. But to see this happen after all those years really, really touched my heart. And now quickly, before we get a break, Dave Chappelle is saying that he's willing to meet with the Netflix staff. So Dave came under fire for awful remarks he made about transgender people and the community in his new Netflix show. Now the comic is saying he's willing to meet with the employees who are upset over his jokes. A spokesperson is saying that Dave still stands by the art, but he is willing to meet up. And also too, as Dave said in the special, quote, no more jokes about transgender people until we can all laugh together. So maybe, fingers crossed, there's a little bit of progress being made here. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Tom Shooter, with our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Hey, Garrett.
Yes.
Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Here we go. I am marching to the polls.
Thank you very much, darling. So, on our last show, we talked about Tori Spelling and Dean, who took a family trip to Disneyland right after, during rumors that they were breaking up. Are they messing with us? Are these two messing with us? Let's have a look. 68% said, yes, I agree. I think these two are trying to get another reality show. I think a lot of this might be staged.
See, I think it's the other way around. I think it was the, you know, as we saw the photos of Tori Spelling coming out and yelling into her phone and having the papers there, which you kind of questioned, but you think something's going on, and as opposed to, you know, just coming out and breaking the news and letting your kids see it, what do? You take them for ice cream. You take them to Disneyland.
To Disneyland. Although those photographs, Garrett, outside her lawyer's office, she did have professional hair and makeup. Like, she looked very, very put together.
She's Tori Spelling. You know what I mean? She's not going out there like she's going to Target. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like,
she wanted to make a good impression to the lawyer. And it's a very unusual lawyer's office. Like, I looked it up. It's not next to the Ivy or Nobu. It's not a place where a photographer would normally just be hanging out. But maybe they just got lucky. Maybe, because you are an optimist there. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, but our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to get your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes, here we go. Ready to get mushy? Okay, mushy. Zoe Kravitz, Channing Tatum, they have made it official. Not by posting on Instagram and not making a press statement. So they're in New York City. It's beautiful right now in New York City. Rob and I both in New York City, and it's that not too cold, not too hot type weather. So you can walk around, have lunch outside, and they were appeared to be holding hands for the very first time. So Rob Shooter, I just hope we can get to that point in our podcast relationship.
We'll hold hands. I'll hold your hand.
Where we will hold hands after a nice lunch, and of course you would pay because that's how it works, and then we'll become official. So Zoe Kravitz, Channing Tatum, holding hands, New York City. They've been together for a couple months now, and I think Channing lives in New York, which, you know, I'm waiting to see him on a city bike.
We'll
just
that's when you ultimately are a New Yorker. And nicest of the day, and now naughtiest today, naughty. Meghan McCain is finally revealing all the fights on The View were as nasty as we thought they were. So she has a new audiobook out, and she's really, really giving us all the dish on the show, which she called toxic. I know. And she said,
could the ladies from The View sue her for
no, because it's
like this?
True. Like, if they did sue her, they'd have to go to court. And I think it's pretty obvious that they don't like each other. So, I mean, what would you say? Like, the fight on The View was staged? They're not going to want to say that because that looks terrible. And so,
right.
Like, yeah, I mean, you could sue anybody. I could sue you. You could sue me. But it doesn't mean you're going to win.
Sue.
You could sue. You could sue. Yeah. You could sue. But then we got to go to court. And then when you're in court, Garrett, and you're on that stand, I would look good, but I could ask you anything. I could ask you really embarrassing questions. And if you were a big star, those answers would be all over the internet. So I don't think they're going to sue about it, but the fights were real, real, real. She went on to say that ABC used scare tactics, hoping that viewers would tune in to see if one of them actually walked off the set. It sounds awful and naughtiest of the day. And before we go, it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, Rob. Imagine having the opportunity to start over every month, every day, every minute, every second, in fact, every moment. Well, in fact, you can do that. You can start over. If you're having a bad day, start over. If you're having a bad hour, start over. If you're not happy this minute, you can start over. I'm going to teach you how to do that in my new book, The Four-Word Answer, which is available right now on Amazon.com. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Let's start this podcast over.
I don't want to. I had a pretty good podcast. I thought it was a pretty good show. I mean, as our shows go, this one wasn't so bad.
I wanted to say, except a podcast. You could start everything over in your life except
you
a podcast.
You could even do that. You could even do that. It doesn't matter where you are. If you feel stuck, I promise I'm going to teach you how to start over.
Awesome.
Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.